This man's been on fire of late, TK.
Yes,
Brad
sir.
Davidson, good morning.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Scarlet Dreams on track for the Doomben Roses this weekend?
Yeah, she is. We always see every year, don't we? There's a couple of these fillies head up from our race in Sydney to Queensland. I see Alithyrus is heading up there as well for the Doomben Roses on the weekend. But Scarlet Dreams, the big one, she's opened the $4.50 all-in favourite there with Tab yesterday for this Doomben Roses. But, of course, she finished second in the ATC Oaks. Very elegant. She's always had a bit of a boom on her, this filly, and I like the fact they're heading up there with her. Whether a track like Doomben's going to suit her get-back style, I'm not 100% sure, but she's got a terrific turn of foot on her day. And I know her form prior to that 7th in the Vinery start and 3rd in the Kembla Grange Classic was a bit mixed, but I think once she gets on good tracks, I know they've got a few showers predicted throughout the week up there, but hopefully not too much. And looking forward to seeing what she can do up there, because normally these horses that do go up from the Oaks and perform really well down here in Sydney during the carnival are very, very competitive. So won a trial after that ATC Oaks 2nd, 3rd of May. She beat Roman Sun there at Warwick Farm in a small field there. So, yeah, looking forward to her heading up there and hopefully getting that the Group 1 in the Oaks in a few weeks' time.
Brad, what caught your eye at the trials yesterday morning? There's always plenty of good horses going around.
Yeah, you're right. And one for the Bjorn Baker Yard RSE. It had the two runs back this preparation. She was very impressive at the trials yesterday. And look, I must admit, her winning time at Hawkesbury last time, that wasn't anything to crow about. And if anything, I thought, oh, she might be one that we, you know, take on going forward. But having a look at her trial yesterday, looked very impressive there. She's heading towards Brisbane, only second up, of course. So, you know, next run's going to be third up. So she looks to going to be peaking at the right time. She's nominated for the Kingston Smith Cup and the Stradbroke up there. So it'd be interesting to see how she progresses. But she's looked to come to hand really well off that that Rose Hill trial win yesterday over the 1,030 metres. So she just led and basically won with her ears pricked under no pressure at all. So looking forward to her heading towards Queensland. And, these improving horses can generally be hard to beat in some of those big features up there.
Yeah, it's good to see Damien Brown get a good send-off last weekend.
Yeah, they were good.
Mm. Yeah, the Guard of Honour there at Doomben. It was great to see. Damien's been a terrific rider in Queensland for a number of years. And, of course, his body there just giving way and retiring in recent weeks. One thing about him, I remember, I obviously spent quite a bit of time up in Queensland working up there for the papers, and he's just a tremendous rider. And one thing that always stood out with Damien was his balance and the way he built momentum on a horse. He went from, he just go from gear 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like he just built throughout the race, and he'd get the best out of horses. They just run for him, and he just got this beautiful balance on a horse and able to build momentum and pretty to watch in the saddle, that's for sure.
Is he got an interest in training, or do you know what he's going to get up to?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's going to do next. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him in the media or something like that, perhaps, or whether he goes down that training path. But hopefully he's not lost to the racing game, because he'd have a terrific mind there as well, being such a brilliant jockey. So hopefully we'll see more of Damien in the future.
That Reloaded was a nice trial yesterday as well.
It was, yeah. He's, he's the one that Chris Wallace quite clearly earmarked. We see it every year, don't we, that he sends a couple north and they seem to be the ones that just keep going from strength to strength, the likes of the Autumn Sun and co. But he debuted in that same race as the Autumn Sun on Anzac Day and won well on debut. He's bred to get a mile and beyond, so heading up there towards the JJ Atkins, and you're right, he just cruised to the line there, didn't he, under James McDonald there in that 900-metre heat yesterday when finishing second. So excited for what he can produce up there, and deserved favourite at this stage for the JJ Atkins.
And the racing returns to Rose Hill on Saturday.
Yeah, good to be back at Rose Hill Gardens this weekend. I know the carnival's pretty much finished now, guys. We've got the Lord Mayor's Cup on the weekend at Rose Hill, but I know that it's pretty much finished. But I reckon sometimes it's the best time of the year to bet right now. These next 6 to 8 weeks, I love the winter months, particularly if we get this little bit of a dry spell that we're getting at the moment. You just get these nice, consistent winner horses, and I find it a lot better to bet, to be fair, than Carnival. Carnival's great, don't get me wrong, we get all the best horses, but you've got 8-9 chances in every race, where some of these winter races, you've got 3 or 4 and you can really take some horses on and get some good prices about certain horses.
Well, we'll be all ears. Brad, thank you very much for that.